Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me, as always, on this program, first in the Northern Bay Area, world's famous juggler, Greg Larson. How you doing, Greg?
Man, right about meow, I'm doing great, Ozzy. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic, especially after this film that we viewed this week. And not to be forgotten, Flesh Wound producer Todd, chilling.
Absolutely.
I presumed correctly. Now this week, ladies and gentlemen, we did get to review and discuss, or we will discuss, the 2001 film Super Troopers, actually technically being released February 15th, 2002, with an hour 40-minute runtime, rated R. Todd, would you please do the honors of airing the trailer?
Discriminating audiences at the Sundance Film Festival have discovered one of the most shocking, unflinching, eye-opening films about cops ever made.
Do we look like the two dumbest guys in the world to you?
Super Troopers. In this town, you don't mess with the law.
You know how fast you were going?
65.
63.
The law messes with you.
Isn't the speed limit 65?
Yeah, it is.
I'm freaking out, man.
Can I please see your license and registration?
Perhaps someone's spunking and cuffing is an order.
Ain't It Cool News says funny, funny, funny stuff all over this movie.
Oh. Give me a double bacon cheeseburger.
Double bacon cheeseburger, it's for a cop.
What the hell's that all about? You gonna spin it now?
No, I was just telling him that so he makes it good. Don't spit in that cop's burger.
Made me laugh out loud, long and hard.
Another highway cop? What are you guys, multiplying?
Does it look spit to you?
Yeah.
Damn it, you burn it!
Super Troopers.
They're coming back, man!
Pull the vehicle over!
I'm already pulled over!
Pull over farther, man!
I can't pull over! Sir, I'm already pulled over!
He's already pulled over! He can't pull over any farther!
Oh, man. So that was Super Troopers. You just saw or heard the trailer for, depending on how you are enjoying this program. Now, this is a production of Broken Lizard, which is a group comprised of actors that were actually in the film as well, specifically beginning with, and I apologize for butchering this name, Jay Chandrasekhar, as also the director of the film. And in terms of the four other writers, Kevin Hefferman, who also played Farva, you also had Steve Lem. Is it Lemmy? Todd, would you know?
Lemmy, yeah. It's Kevin Heffernan and Steve Lemmy.
Lemmy playing Mac. Paul Soter playing Foster. And Eric Stolhansky?
Yeah.
As Rabbit, the rookie. Holy cow. Initial thoughts. Now, this movie came out while I was in high school, but it wasn't a movie that I saw while in high school. I didn't watch this movie until later on, like much later on. Which is not really characteristic with these types of movies.
I was going to ask you, was this your first Broken Lizard movie?
No.
Okay.
I'd seen this movie at one point, and I don't remember when, and I don't honestly remember what I thought of it. I might have fallen asleep, but I specifically remember Club Dread as an individual. So I was like, oh, Ozzy, you got to watch this. And I loved Club Dread. But this isn't Club Dread. This is Super Troopers. And I appreciated it much more this time around. Not only because on this side of me viewing it, I had some particular experiences that would allow me to relate with some things going on, which made me laugh or rather enjoy the particular scenes even more. I'll get into deeper detail a little bit. Greg, any initial thoughts?
Man, I love this troupe in general. Beer Fest was my first of this group. And then it just exposed me to more of them. And they're always a good time. This movie definitely didn't let me down. And it was really fun to go back and watch it, and definitely have a few experiences myself that that made this movie a little extra fun.
I'm joining the club at a few. I'll say enhancements. But yeah, I saw this pretty much when it came out. It's crazy. It's depending on if you count its festival run or U.S. theatrical limited run. It's either 20 years old or it's about to be 20 years old, which is crazy to me because I saw it probably not. I saw it on its limited theatrical release and fell in love. It even then, it's one I do visit quite often.
Now, most definitely rated R, and quick line synopsis reads, 5 Vermont state troopers, avid pranksters with a knack for screwing up, try to save their jobs and outdo the local police department by solving a crime. A very simplistic plot, but it's not about the plot. This is why you're watching. You're watching it for the gags and the jokes and the lines and the scenes, and specifically to kick this portion off. It's hard to argue that opening scene after understanding the effects of the items within said scene, seeing the individual. So when I had first seen it and I saw the guy put all the weed inside his mouth and they put all the shrooms inside, you know, he ate those. Like the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, that's funny. And then now I'm like, oh my God, dude, like what's going to happen to him? Like,
right.
But just that scene alone, aside from that, that scene alone just set the whole mood for the movie. With these troopers messing with these kids was such a great intro to the whole thing. And I do say that I laughed hardest at the beginning, and those opening 5-7 minutes harder than the rest of the movie. But I don't get me wrong, I still enjoy the rest of the movie, but that one was just really like because it was a combination of oh my God and just them. Very enjoyable. How about you, Greg?
So that was your favorite scene, Ozzy? Would you say?
It was the scene that made me laugh the hardest.
I have a little note on that scene. You know the guy who eats everything?
Mm-hmm.
He's actually married to Christina Hendricks, which I don't know how he pulled that off, but good for him. If you don't know who that is, Ozzy, she's
the
from Mad Men.
Or the daughter. What? Let's go. What?
Okay. Christina Hendricks is the woman from Mad Men, and she's on Good Girls now.
I'm not familiar.
Neither of you?
No. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Well,
do we look like guys that would watch Mad Men?
I try to give you something else that you know. I don't think you watch Neon Demon or Strangers 2. So
I love Strangers. I love Strangers 2. This time it's personal.
All right. Well, for those out there that didn't know that and know who Christina Hendricks is, it's kind of mind blowing.
Now, I will say down that scene did make me laugh the hardest, that opening scene. But there's one line in here that I've written down that was the one line that I probably most identified with and then laughed because of the actions that followed that particular line. So I don't know if that might be one you're alluding to, Greg.
All right, sorry, I just looked up Christina Hendricks, and I understand now. yeah. No, so first off, with that whole scene, like, I agree, totally set the mood for this movie. Was hilarious. There was a time I was actually pulled over by a cop and had some paraphernalia under my seat. And the cop was like, do you have any marijuana in the car? And I was like, no. Oh, my mom's going to kill me. So, like, I felt a little bit too personally. Luckily, he was just like, it was an expired tag. And he was just like, you got to get that taken care of. I was like, all right, thank you, sir. Have a good day. But, yeah, the way he messed with them was fantastic. But if that's a scene that's already kind of taken, I got to go to the meow scene. where they meow too many times. And the meow part, it's kind of funny. But when he says, "Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from one tree to tree?" It's just like, man, these guys are great. And, you know, I do know some cops have a decent sense of humor. There was a time that we had cops come to our place on three different occasions because they were looking for a stolen iPad that we did not steal that was in the area, though. And on the third time, I looked at the cop, was like, "Hey, man, I get it. You got to do what you got to do. But you've trashed our house three times. If you could just sign our wall, all of our friends come by and they sign the wall when they come by." He was like, "Well, if we don't see it, we'll go ahead and sign it." Sure enough, they didn't find anything, so we didn't steal anything, and they signed "Love, Santa Ana PD." And yeah, it's good times.
And
is that? Oh, was that me or?
I so you're with the opening scene as well, Greg?
Well, with the meow scene, but I
oh the meow scene. That's right. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Got it. My bad, Todd.
Do you just want me to read them all?
Well, I did realize there was a line I forgot to say. That was definitely one. It was
go for it.
License and registration, chicken fuckers.
I do have a question at the end because I want to know who everyone's favorite trooper or Broken Lizard member is. So I know I should have brought this up earlier, but you got a few minutes to think.
Okay.
I love the shenanigans scene. We've used that. We used to play that on the audio version so much. Leader of Cola makes me crack up every time. There's a throwaway line, "Only you can make a brown man blush," which is hysterical. Afghanistanimation. I love that. It's just fun to say. But I love the bear fucker scene. That's just the costume at the end when they have to distract the cops.
Right.
I don't know. There's so much, but I don't know. Maybe shenanigans is my favorite part. I don't know.
Fair. And since it had been such a long time that I'd seen this movie, when you would use that audio drop, it would frustrate me because I wouldn't know where that was from. Oh, when I heard it, oh, now it's a lot funnier. Now, so should we give the rating right now, or do you want to hear our favorite Broken
Lizard? However you want to do it. Why don't we rate it first?
Okay. It's a 5 for me. Because everything in this film felt like an old school, like it fit in that vein of Airplane and Naked Gun, and it's just like a silly, fun movie to just enjoy. So it's a 5 for me.
And you know, I think that's part of it when you get these great movies like Super Troopers and Airplane and a lot of the Kevin Smith films. I feel like when I'm watching it, I'm watching a bunch of guys just having fun with one another. Like, it looks like everyone in these films like love what they're doing, even in Mel Brooks films. And I think there's that great common thread of like the people look like they're enjoying what they're doing and having way too much fun with it. And I gotta agree, this is definitely one of those movies. You just got to give it a 5.
Absolutely. Todd.
No surprise. I'm a 5. Also, I love this movie. I was going to say, did I watch this one in quarantine already? I did not, but I love Broken Lizard. And there's actually one movie before this that most people aren't aware of called Puddle Cruiser. Mm-mm. But I do recommend it, but it's not as good as I think that's when they were still in college. But it definitely has their humor, but it's more romantic comedy.
I see. So I think now I can go into the favorite Broken Lizard member, and I think, based on this movie, it was Mac. The cup scene.
Yeah.
And also, and I thought this might have been the line, because when the hog's going wild in the trailer, "Mac, don't go in there. He's mad." "Oh, you think he's angry?" And it just goes in there. I thought, oh, no. Just because I felt, I was like right there on that same, you know, and he comes out, of course, and he's bleeding from the from the nose.
The guy's crazy.
I'm like, yeah, that hits a little hard, close to home. But you know, still Mac. So
the whole cast is great. It's hard to pick a favorite. Are we talking just Broken Lizard, or are we talking specifically this movie?
I know that's the hard thing, and I've changed my answer like four times. If we're just doing this one, which is what Ozzy did, we can do it that way.
Why do you say it like I made a mistake?
No, I'm not. I'm saying
like Ozzy did.
No, idiot. I'm saying it because I think when we watch more Broken Lizard movies, we can get a definitive overall answer.
I see. That's a fair point.
And I don't know if my answer would be much different. I was debating between Farva and Thorny with this, because Farva, although he's like the like horrible like punching bag in this movie, without him, so many jokes fall flat. But I think overall, even overall in the Broken Lizard universe, I got to go with Jay. He's just always brilliant in every bit that he's done.
Well, those are the two I was going back and forth on. I guess I can't choose Carr Ramrod, but I'm also Jay, but Kevin's like right below that. So
okay, sorry, you mentioned Carr Ramrod. I kind of feel like a jerk because about a couple of years ago, remember, for a trivia night, there was a trivia team name that I thought they were trying to pull a fast one on me by trying to get me to say something like inappropriate. They called themselves Team Ramrod, and I'm like, I don't know if that's appropriate. And they're like, it's from Super Troopers. I was like, it's been a long time since I've seen it, but now it's like, oh man, I wish I had caught that reference when I first saw it.
Or like, you know what your response was supposed to be when they said Super? You're like, I don't watch movies.
Oh, right. Of course. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that does. Unless you guys have anything else you'd like to share.
No.
About this movie.
I got it out.
I do like the payoff at the end, though, when they kind of bookend their story so well with the drug bust in the beginning and then the party bust at the end. And plus, I was especially happy about the bus scene in the credits. Like, so happy they clarified that.
You know, there is one thing we didn't bring up, and I feel like I don't want to remember and you know, say it later. The plot, it's your average, we got to save the troop, you know, plot. But because it's so, the comedy is all around. I mean, it's awesome. But I mean, plot wise, it's kind of weak, but it's still a 5. That's the whole thing about it.
Right.
All righty. So now that we've said our piece on this film, this does conclude this week's episode of us discussing Super Troopers. And next week, we will be back with a new episode. And the fun part is that sometimes right before we record, I'll be like, oh, and by the way, next week, we're going to watch this. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I don't. This was one of those times. Can we listen? It was a mistake. All right. I apologize. Which, by the way, I need to speak to the individuals that are watching this right now and be like, why is he upset with Mystery Men? It was such a great movie.
Yeah, I showed you the no, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, you did show me. And Greg also showed me something as well. People saying about how great this movie was. And I just want to ask those people, when was the last time you saw it from start to finish? That's all I want to ask.
Blu-ray's going for hundreds of dollars.
This is a travesty. Now, back on to what I was going to say. This is not one for sure that you will not give me crap about, because I know this should be one that both you enjoy. And that is Robin Hood Men in Tights.
I'm not pulling a Greg, not my favorite. I watched it 20 years though.
It's true. Wow. What, so you didn't like Robin Hood Men in Tights, Greg?
No, I'm saying I didn't. So
well, you're a jerk. So
I don't watch movies. I haven't seen it in so long. So
it'll be good to revisit then.
Yeah,
it'll be good to revisit. It's been a couple months since we've seen a Mel Brooks, so it'll be good to have fun with some more Mel Brooks. And especially since I don't know if you're trying to notice the pattern I got, Todd. I'm trying to vary the times of when movies were released. Robin Hood Men in Tights came out in the 90s. We just had a movie for the 2000s. We had a movie.
I can't keep track of all your roots.
It's my it's my own formula in my head. So next week, Robin Hood Men in Tights, the Mel Brooks classic. And until then, that is Flesh Wound producer Todd, and that is world famous juggler Greg Larson. And this is Ozzy V, and we'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.